The reason that you don't speak is because you don't want to meet yourself, period. You don't want to know about the limitation. And all of that thought is justified by the emotion that comes with it. And because of that, you're blind to a fact. And here's the fact. All the divine wants you to do is love it. It doesn't care how you do it. Could care less the language that you use. Could care less your limitation. You have no idea. I sit up here without fail giving a talk and knowing that it was limited, that it was incomplete, that I could not convey what I've been given to convey, but the love of it outweighs the fear of being judged by an emotion that belongs to something dark. God loves you whether or not you love him, but if you want to know God's love in this life, you're going to have to give God your love. Not just think about it, not just hope for it. You're going to have to express what's required to meet the limitations in yourself so that you can discover the limitations are only the way in which you're identified with the emotion that validates it. Then you get past that, and you get past that, and you find faith. Then, like Christ said, don't worry about what you're going to say. It'll be given to you what you need to say in that moment. Why? Because when you're in relationship with the moment, everything that you need to see to transcend yourself and therefore radiate, bless this house, is there in the moment with you. And you become the lamp that's not under the bushel, but because you did what was necessary to give expression to that love and to that light.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.